This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. In addition to its patented protein blend, their formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system and makes it an easy-to-digest formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code Dr. Nicole for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. In this short episode, I'm answering a listener question about partial molar pregnancy. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board-certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have been here before, I'm so glad you're spending some time with me today. In this short episode, I am answering a listener question from Bailey. Her question was, I was wondering if you could speak on partial molar pregnancy in your podcast. My husband and I recently lost our baby due to this, and I had to go through with a DNC. And this was something I hadn't heard of until it happened to us. Thank you. Well, Bailey, I am so sorry that you lost your baby due to this, and I am happy to talk more about what exactly a partial molar pregnancy is. So partial molar pregnancy is part of something called gestational trophoblastic disease. And gestational trophoblastic disease is an abnormal condition of pregnancy in which the placenta develops into an abnormal mass of cyst. And there are two main types of molar pregnancies underneath gestational trophoblastic disease. There's complete molar pregnancy and partial molar pregnancy. So in a complete molar pregnancy, there's an empty egg, so it doesn't have any DNA in it. An empty egg is fertilized by either one or two sperm, and that results in abnormal placental growth without a viable fetus. The genetic material of that fertilized egg is inactive typically, and the placenta develops into a mass of cyst that resembles a bunch of grapes. Now, in a partial molar pregnancy, which is what Bailey had, there is usually a normal egg that is fertilized by two sperm, or it's fertilized by one sperm that has a duplication of its genetic material. So instead of the normal set of chromosomes, one set of chromosomes from the egg, one set of chromosomes from the sperm, there's usually an extra set of chromosomes that come from the father. And this results in an abnormal embryo with an extra set of those paternal chromosomes and one set of maternal chromosomes. In some cases, there may be some fetal tissue present, even a heartbeat may be present, but it is typically very severely malformed and it is not viable. It cannot go on to be a normal pregnancy. The placenta also develops abnormally. It may be larger than usual, and it may also contain those cystic structures, those grape-like structures in a partial molar pregnancy as well. Now, molar pregnancies are rare. They happen in about one in every 1,000 to one in every 1,500 pregnancies. And partial molar pregnancies are even more rare. They're very rare. They happen in about one in every 20,000 pregnancies. And the exact cause of why these partial molar or complete molar pregnancies happen is just not well understood. There are some risk factors, things that can increase your risk of having a molar pregnancy or a partial molar pregnancy. Of course, if you've had a previous molar pregnancy, then that is going to increase your chances of experiencing it again, although it's not likely to recur again. Gestational trophoblastic disease is more common in women who are younger than 20 or older than 35, although it can occur at any age. Some studies do suggest that dietary factors, particularly a low intake of beta carotene, and that's found in yellow, orange, and green leafy vegetables, that may increase the risk of gestational trophoblastic disease. Molar pregnancies are more common in women of Asian descent, particularly those from Southeast Asia. Also, women who have had multiple miscarriages or abortions may have a slightly higher risk of gestational trophoblastic disease, and then long-term use of oral contraceptives may increase the risk of GTD, although the evidence is not conclusive in that case. A couple other risk factors: women who undergo in vitro fertilization may have a slightly increased risk of molar pregnancy compared to those who conceive without IVF. And then some studies suggest a possible association between GTD and blood type A, but more research is needed to confirm that. Now, it is important to note that while these factors may increase the risk of gestational trophoblastic disease, most women with these risk factors do not develop the condition. And in many cases of complete molar or partial molar pregnancy, no specific risk factors can be identified. So how do we suspect that gestational trophoblastic disease is happening? So typically partial molar pregnancies or molar pregnancies present with similar symptoms to pregnancy. So missed period, nausea, breast tenderness. However, they're typically diagnosed through ultrasound, which will reveal abnormalities in the size and the appearance of the placenta and the baby. Dr. Mom Butt Balm is a pediatrician-approved skin protectant, free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide. It was developed by a mom who is also a doctor when she couldn't find any traditional products that worked for her baby's persistent diaper rash. Diaper rash can be one of the worst experiences your little one has to go through, and keeping their delicate skin happy and healthy shouldn't require a spatula to apply thick, goopy treatments that can be just as irritating and uncomfortable as the diaper rash itself. Use just a small amount of Dr. Mom Butt Balm to help soothe your baby's skin and feel good about making the right choice. Dr. Mom is committed to providing an ultra-premium formula for moms who will not settle when it comes to their little ones. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with simple, quality ingredients, no artificial dyes or preservatives, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Head to Amazon.com or Walmart.com to grab Dr. Mom Butt Balm, because nothing comes between you and your baby, especially not diaper rash. Now, sometimes because a partial molar pregnancy may have fetal parts present, it may not actually be diagnosed until after a D&C for a suspected miscarriage or a pregnancy that's not developing normally. But ultrasound is typically going to be the way that this is diagnosed. Vaginal bleeding is very common in a partial molar or molar pregnancy. Another thing that may be common is that the uterus grows larger than expected for the stage of pregnancy, particularly in the case of a molar pregnancy. So for example, if you're supposed to be 8 weeks pregnant, then your uterus may be measuring a lot larger than that. Sometimes hyperemesis gravidarum, which is very severe nausea and vomiting in pregnancy, is associated with molar pregnancies or partial molar pregnancies. And that's because the HCG levels can get extremely high in these conditions, and it's going to be more severe than morning sickness. And then some women with GTD may also develop high blood pressure and preeclampsia-like symptoms very early in pregnancy. So most of the time, preeclampsia doesn't develop until 20 weeks or later. If women are showing signs of preeclampsia in the first trimester, that can be a sign of GTD and a sign of a more serious form of gestational trophoblastic disease. And then finally, you may actually see passage of grape-like clusters of that abnormal placenta tissue passing through the vagina. Now, the treatment for both partial molar pregnancy or molar pregnancy is surgical removal of the abnormal tissue through that DNC. And DNC is D and C, so dilation and curettage. Sometimes people think it means D and then the letter N and then C, but it's not. It's D and C, so dilation and curettage. So that's going to be the treatment for it. Hysterectomy is also an alternative for someone who has completed childbearing. So if you're like, I am done having babies, I don't want to do this anymore, and you want to be certain that this doesn't come back or you don't have any of the other problems, and I'm going to talk about one of the potential problems that can develop later, then hysterectomy is a reasonable alternative. But in general, it's going to be treated with a DNC. Now, something that's really, really important with a partial molar pregnancy or a molar pregnancy is post-treatment monitoring. We have to really, really closely monitor the HCG level, that's the pregnancy hormone level, human chorionic gonadotropin level, in order to ensure that all of the abnormal tissue has been removed and then to detect any potential complications. The biggest complication being that a molar pregnancy or partial molar pregnancy can progress to something called gestational trophoblastic neoplasia, and that includes choriocarcinomas, which is a type of cancer, as well as other malignant tumors. These are rare outcomes of a partial molar or molar pregnancy, but they are very serious and they can be life-threatening. So we have to make sure that the HCG level goes back down to normal, because if the HCG level is going up, then that is concerning. So following the surgical treatment of a partial molar pregnancy or a molar pregnancy after the DNC, we do typically weekly levels of the HCG until they are undetectable or they have plateaued or they are rising. So we need to see how they're doing. So if they've gone back to normal, great. But if they plateaued or they are rising, then that indicates gestational trophoblastic neoplasia, which is, again, a spectrum of cancerous conditions. And that is going to need to be treated with chemotherapy. That's why it's really important after a partial molar or molar pregnancy that you don't get pregnant and you have some sort of reliable contraception used until we figure out that the pregnancy hormone level has gone back to normal. Because if you have a new pregnancy, then we don't know, is it a new normal pregnancy or is it this gestational trophoblastic neoplasia that is a cancerous condition, and that can very much so complicate management or delay treatment if it is a cancer while we figure things out. Now, the good news is that this gestational trophoblastic neoplasia, those cancerous conditions, are not common. After a partial molar pregnancy, about 1 to 5% of patients will develop that neoplasia or cancer condition. After a complete molar pregnancy, it is higher, 15 to 20% of patients develop GTN. And then in general, patients with either a complete or partial mole can anticipate normal future pregnancies. The estimated risk of recurrence is about 1 to 2% after one molar pregnancy and goes up to about 15% after two molar pregnancies. So not likely to recur. You're likely to have normal pregnancies going forward. All right, so there you have it. If you have a question for me that you want me to answer, then shoot me a DM on Instagram. My DMs are open. I'm there at Dr. Nicole Rankins. And while you're there, be sure to follow me so you can get more great pregnancy and birth information. And I would also appreciate you subscribing to the podcast, leaving me a review in Apple Podcast. I do shout outs from those reviews, and I love to hear what you think about the show. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week, and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.